The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. Great to have you with us as we roll into Memorial Day. Colonel Jack Jacobs is going to join us in this hour, and we're going to talk about Memorial Day and about China. And apparently, China simulated a destruction of the U.S. Navy's largest aircraft carrier. So we're going to talk to the good colonel, see exactly what dangers we really are in China. You know, we're so coupled with China. I don't know that they financially, and they're having economic problems. Would they start a war? That's the only thing that I have. That's the only solace I have. But the thing that I'm worried about most is who's running the White House, because I know they like war, in my opinion. So Colonel Jack Jacobs will break that down for us. Bruce Blakeman is a Nassau County executive. He's honoring fallen veterans for Memorial Day. And he spoke on behalf of Daniel Penny, the Marine, who's, in my opinion, saved a lot of people on that subway from just another poor, mentally challenged violent homeless individual. May his soul rest in peace. So we'll talk to Bruce Blakeman about that. Ken Cuccinelli is with us. I know you're going to get upset. It's like Ken is all in for DeSantis. DeSantis raised over $8 million over the last 24 hours. So this, everybody's got to just settle down. You can't get crazy. You got to say who your guy is, who your gal is, and then you vote accordingly. But we have to stick together at the end of the game. Because the one thing that the people trying to take over this country, the regressive socialists, if I may, they stick together, man. When I talk about communist China, I am in awe of communist China for being so. And again, not to compliment them, but just to say, and there's not fear, it's just in awe that they are so on top of everything. They know everything that we do. They know the fentanyl's coming in my opinion. They have, in my opinion, have spies coming in the southern, southwestern border of America. They are right on top of it. They know what they're doing with TikTok. And the Democratic Party, and I think it's a just analogy, because I don't see any pro-American part of the Democratic Party anymore, the way it was under JFK, you know, even under Bill Clinton, for crying out loud. But I don't see it anymore. And now you've got these people that are really, in my opinion, going up against the country, and they're sticking together. They don't care what happens. They've got anti-Semites, people who clearly hate Israel, and in my opinion, hate the Jewish population of America within the Democratic Party, and Chuck Schumer allows it to happen. Senator Schumer, I can't figure that out. How they allow Rashida Tlaib and Cori Bush and Ilhan Omar, they're anti-Semites. What are they doing? They should be expelled, in my opinion, in Congress. Where's the party? Where's the Democratic Party in support of Israel? Where's Chuck Schumer in support of Israel? I don't get it. So in any case, they're going to stick together no matter what, anti-Semites or not. They're going to all stick together on the Democratic side. They're going to lie to you. If I see Hakeem Jeffries tell one more lie, like the Republicans don't teach anybody about the Holocaust. That was my favorite Hakeem Jeffries quote. But Ken Cuccinelli will tell us about Ron DeSantis. And you could call and tell me about Donald Trump. How's that? Fair enough? Okay. Miranda Devine, columnist for the New York Post, author of Laptop from Hell. Miranda, you don't want to miss Miranda. This is a story. Let me go into this before we finish the guest list here. We got a lot to get into this morning on this Friday as we roll into Memorial Day. The House Oversight Committee Chairman, James Comer, says an informant file that that he's seeking from the FBI links President Biden to a $5 million bribery scheme while Biden was vice president. And Representative Comer revealed the size of the alleged bribe for the first time Wednesday in a letter to FBI Director Chris Wray, threatening him with contempt proceedings if he doesn't share the file pursuant to a May 3rd subpoena. So the informant tip is dated June 30th. Comer wrote, an additional clue to the mysterious allegation that triggered a guessing game due to the Biden family's extensive consulting work in countries where the then vice president held sway. It is not influence peddling is not a crime in America, but this seems beyond influence peddling. This looks like bribery. Miranda Devine will break it all down for us. And we applaud Representative Comer for staying on this. What if the Republicans, I'm an independent, what if the Republicans did not win the House? Would we ever find out about this? No, we would not. So this is a vital a chat that we will have with Miranda Devine. And Mike Davis, founder of the Article 3 Project, is going to join us too about the we're going to talk about the SCOTUS EPA ruling and other things regarding the Supreme Court. General Keith Kellogg, we're going to commemorate Memorial Day weekend with the good general on the show in the 9 o'clock hour. And Mayor Paul Kenitra is the mayor of Point Pleasant Beach. So this is a story here. 50 mayors from blue states are calling for offshore wind moratorium as whales and dolphins die. Please hear me loud and clear. 7:11 in the morning. We're going to talk to AAA in a second, too, and tell you about travel. But we applaud Mayor Kenitra for being on top of things down there, Point Pleasant Beach, and worrying about this. They're building these big, if you don't know, these big windmills. They're three times the size of the Statue of Liberty, by the way. These are monsters. And you need oil, you need plastics, you need everything to build these things. And how it's going to affect the ocean, they kill birds. They, you know, now what they're doing is they're sending pulses into the ocean floor to see where they could put these things up. And in my opinion, and what a lot of people think, those pulses are getting the signals messed up with whales who go by sonar, and they're washing up on the shore dying. Dolphins as well. So what about where's the save the whales? Remember the hippies saved the whales, and everybody went along with that. Let's save the whales. Where are they now? We'll talk to Mayor Kenitra about that. Robert Sinclair is from AAA. And he's kind enough to join us this morning. Just checking in briefly to see how your travels will go this weekend. Hey, Robert, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing? And thanks for taking the time with us this morning.
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it on this busy holiday weekend.
Yeah, how's it looking? I hear it's going to be the busiest weekend of all, huh? Ever.
Well, overall, it's going to be the third busiest, trailing 2019 and the halcyon days of good old 2005. But as far as air travel is concerned, it's going to be the second busiest, and also third busiest as far as road travel. But it's going to be busy all the way around, and this despite the air travel number is really stunning, I think, because airfares are 40% higher now compared to where they were last year. Remember last year, all the cancellations and delays?
People started
flying, and the airlines were caught short. They had trimmed their staffs because of the pandemic, and then things started surging back, and they just weren't ready. Well, they're ready this year, and we're going to see a lot of travel as a result.
So in regard to air travel, do you think that the Department of Transportation has this under Buttigieg, it was such a nightmare, to your point. Hopefully the airlines are set for this influx of passengers.
Well, there's supposedly a lack of personnel for the FAA, particularly as relates to air traffic controllers. And I am told that the problem is especially acute in New York. Consider that we've got six major airports here. And because of the hub-and-spoke system, we get a lot of flight delays that can emanate from New York. And, in fact, I've seen a figure that says that 75% of all weather-related air traffic control delays emanate from New York. So you've got so many flights coming in and out, the connected flights that we have. And so, you know, New York sneezes, the rest of the country catches a cold. So just hopefully we'll have good weather and the staffing will be up to date. If you're flying, you really need to prepare yourself ahead of time, get to the airport well ahead of time, 2 hours for a domestic flight, 3 hours for an international flight. Make sure you have the app for your airline on your phone, which hopefully is fully charged. That way, if there is a problem, you will be able to be notified in real time. And if you have to call up the airline to reschedule, use the international number or the rewards number rather than the regular customer service number, because it will probably be busy. And use checked luggage. Use carry-on luggage. Do not use checked luggage.
Yeah, yeah.
If your flight is canceled, then you have to try and get your bag back. And that can get tough.
Amazing. We can't get that together. Robert, before we let you go, Mr. Sinclair, so what's a good time that we could avoid, like, leaving like now, I guess, is the best time.
Right now. Today, this afternoon, from 3 to 6 p.m., it'll be very busy. We've got commuters that are mixing with the holiday travelers, and so it gets busy. And you have to understand that New York City is the number two of the top 10 destinations for the holidays. So you got a lot of people leaving, and you got a lot of people coming to our area. So it's going to be... Leave now.
All right. Or stay home, and remember, go to your local, go to your local town hall for Memorial Day remembrances. Robert Sinclair, thank you, sir. Senior Manager of Public Affairs at AAA Northeast. Thanks for taking the time with us always, Robert. All the best on Memorial Day.
Thank you. All the best, and thank you for the service of all our veterans. My dad was one of them. He was in the Korean War, and he died 10 years ago, so I'm thinking about him.
Yeah, God bless. May his soul rest in peace. Thank you, Robert Sinclair. All the very best, my friend. Thank you. So just be careful. You know what? It's a pain. They just can't get it together, the airlines.
It's not so much the airlines, Joe. Yeah. It's the, as Robert said, it's the air traffic controllers. They have a shortage of people, and this is a job they're looking for people to hire. Yeah. And what happens is, it is not an easy job it's not an easy job to obtain, and it's not an easy job to do, and the training is very lengthy. It's not like one of these courses where you go, 6 months and they throw you into the fray and you're an air traffic controller. The average training for an air traffic controller is 2 years.
Wow.
So 2 years of training, and then they put you, in this, wherever they assign you to, and they can assign you anywhere in the country, and then you're working on these airlines. It's a very stressful job, and they're seeing a lot of retirements, a lot of people quitting. Obviously, during the pandemic, flights weren't flying, so they laid off a lot of people that, just weren't working. So they have a big problem here with getting air traffic controllers. That's why they were saying earlier this year that they wanted the airlines to cut back flights this summer, because of the fact that they have the shortage of air traffic controllers. So the biggest issue now is if you have a connecting flight. If you have a connecting flight, you're going to have a problem. You should give at least 2 hours between that connecting flight, whatever destination that you're eventually going to end up in. But a lot of people, they'll schedule a flight, and, the first flight gets in and you've got like a 30-minute wait. They're telling you to make sure that wait is at least 2 hours, because if there's a problem with your plane, you're going to be stuck.
And I wonder how the crews are doing. They never have crews, right? They never have crews. And what's going to go on with the airlines? And if they can mess it up, they will mess it up. It's going to be
Weather plays a big factor in it. Yeah, if you're flying south, if you're flying to the Georgia area, Florida area, there's a lot of rain this weekend, so you're going to have to deal with a lot of that. Thankfully, we're not going to get that rain this weekend. It's going to be clear skies for the next 5-6 days, which is good. But again, without those air traffic controllers, you've got less flights and less flexibility to move around. So it's going to be a problem.
And then not to mention on the road, just be careful on the road. It's going to be crazy out there. But it's Memorial Day weekend. And what's puzzling to me is that everything is so expensive now, so like three times what it was under this Bidenflation. And people still are going, I got to go. And they're going to go, and they go, and they go.
Yeah, I'm trying to plan another vacation or two. And let me tell you something. Flights are not cheap. Hotels are expensive.
This is why I'm glad I don't have time to travel or take off.
You don't want to. I went out when I saw it with Ali in Los Angeles. I mean, when I tell you, you could work a hotel deal a little bit, but you can't on the airlines. It's impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible. And food is up. So not only you're spending more to get to your destination, but then when you get there, the price of food at places is a lot more money. So, the dollar only goes so far. And right now, and again, that's why the whole thing with this debt ceiling. If we don't get this thing done, This is going to be a catastrophic problem.
I know. They got nothing else to do in Washington.
Right. Yeah, well, Biden does. He's got to go.
He is. He's going to leave early.
Yeah.
Hey, before we break, Colonel Jacobs is going to join us. And this story here, China blew up the world's largest aircraft carrier. This is in a training exercise. It was the USS Gerald R. Ford is with hypersonic missiles. So they created this carrier, and then they simulated this in a war game simulation system, and China's military forces quote-unquote sank the carrier fleet using a volley of 24 hypersonic anti-ship missiles over the course of 20 intense battles. Why is China doing this? To send a message. Jack Jacobs will break it down for us on how real this will be. God forbid. Joe on the radio. It's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Debbie's getting you started on the roads on this Memorial Day weekend. Deb, how are we doing out there this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. First of all, don't forget that you have extra service this afternoon. LIRR Metro North and New Jersey Transit for the big getaway weekend. Alternate side parking rules suspended today and tomorrow for religious observance, but the metered parking rules remain in effect. We're getting reports of a closure now inbound George Washington Bridge, upper level, mid-span. It's all due to emergency construction on that upper level. So if you can, take it to the lower level. Right now, the upper level is 45 minutes getting into town. Belt Parkway eastbound slowing down by Cross Bay Boulevard. It's an accident there to watch for. We're seeing delays as you head to the westbound belt into Cross Bay Boulevard as well with the emergency activity. Northern State westbound, you're slowing down into Deer Park Ave, getting off through Comac. It's some late running construction. Checking in on the forecast. Partly cloudy today with a high of 74. Sunny tomorrow, high of 75. About 76 on Sunday. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience a smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Sponsored by Discover Card. I just learned Discover Cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. The cash from trips, the cash from restaurants, all doubled. You got to see the terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
When a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty, who is there for them or the families left behind? Who's helping our homeless veterans and our nation to never forget 9/11? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundations in the line of duty programs are comprised of its Gold Star Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Veteran Homelessness programs, honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engages people in 9/11 remembrance across America. And our Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
There's another inflation reading coming out today. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, the PCE, is closely watched by the Federal Reserve as a gauge of whether prices are coming down. Boston Fed President Susan Collins says she wants to see updates on inflation, employment, and economic growth, but she sees promising signs of inflation moderating. Keith Fitzgerald of the Fitzgerald Group still believes the Fed will raise rates at next month's meeting.
I think they're probably going to go ahead and hike. I think that's what they know how to do. That's all they know how to do. But I'm pleased to see that they're finally acknowledging some cracks in the armor.
More earnings news today from discount chain Big Lots. It's expected to see sales impacted by inflation, forcing shoppers to pull back. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jeannie Cosola, invested in you.
Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. After Tucker Carlson's firing, The Eric Bolling Show went up over 200% in the ratings. Tonight, watch Newsmax's powerful lineup of Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, and Chris Plant. At 8 p.m. Eastern, Eric Bolling reveals the big fight between DeSantis and Trump. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Start watching anytime. Make the switch today to Newsmax.
Make sure to tune in this and every Saturday at noon to hear the lead guy, Nick DeMauro, Executive Director and CEO of LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, speak with experts, educators, and law enforcement about important issues affecting you and your children. Catch the new show, Battling Drugs and Violence, with the lead guy on AM 970 The Answer. For topical information and insights from experts waging the battle against drugs and violence in your community.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about Relief Factor. We're going to go to Colonel Jack Jacobs in a moment, but I'm going to tell you, for $19.95, you get that three-week quick start. I always tell you about that. Here's the number, 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4, the word relief, relieffactor.com, 100% drug-free. And I had a great chat back and forth. We texted back and forth with my Relief Factor friends. Great group. The folks that came up with the concept of how to get you out of pain 100% drug-free and to offer you $19.95, a $19.95 offer still, by the way, for a three-week quick start to see if we get you out of pain, doesn't get nicer than that, doesn't get more pragmatic than that, and doesn't get more logical than that, because if you're in pain, you want to get out of pain. Let's see if you can get out of pain. I dance around when I tell you about Relief Factor because I can't make a clinical claim. Not allowed to do that on the radio, but I could tell you the testimonial could come from me. Since I've been taking Relief Factor, I have been out of pain, and I think that could work for you as well. And for me, 5 days out of pain, give yourself 3 weeks, and it's less than $20. 800, the number 4, the word relief, or start here, please, relieffactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Secular Live, coming up this afternoon at 4 and a.m. 970. The Answer.
Colonel Jack Jacobs is a retired colonel in the United States Army and Medal of Honor recipient for his actions during the Vietnam War. Colonel Jack, all the best on this Memorial Day weekend. An honor and privilege to have you with us, my friend.
Good morning, Joe, and thanks for having me on the program.
You don't even need Relief Factor. I see you run, you go, you do miles in the morning. But if you need it, I know a guy, all right, Colonel Jack?
I'm just forestalling the inevitable. I used to run a lot farther and a lot faster, but now it takes me just as long to run 6 miles as it used to take me to run 26 miles. No, everybody needs a little something the older they get.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So, Colonel Jacobs, Memorial Day to you. In this tenor of the times that just we seem to have forgotten, you know, about the glory of America and your valor in Vietnam, my father fighting in the Second World War, and the 13 military members dying in Afghanistan. We should not forget about that. What does it mean to you being on the battlefield and being certainly a Medal of Honor recipient, sir?
Well, it's funny you should mention forgetting, because we do forget. Back in the day when our fathers fought, everybody had been in uniform. I lived in the projects in Long Island City that they built just after the Second World War, and every household had made a contribution to the defense of the country. I had friends whose fathers had been maimed during the war. I had friends who had no fathers at all because they'd been killed in action. And it was unusual to find anybody who had not served. Today, we have decided that we're going to have an all-volunteer force, principally because we don't have the political will to do otherwise. And just a very small percentage of the population, only one half of 1%, actually, is currently on active duty and in uniform. And as a result, most Americans don't know anybody in uniform. So it's easy to forget that we've got young people out there right now defending us, our interests, our safety. And even when we lose some of them, it's not all that big news because nobody seems to know anybody in uniform. We have to remember, it's important that we remember on this day, and of course those who have lost somebody in battle, think about it every day.
Yeah. Colonel, should serving be mandatory, do you think? Like, I always think of my pop. You know, I told a story at the Open this morning, Colonel Jack. It was like with Dad when he got the draft notice in the Second World War. He was about to take his bar exam, you know, went to law school. And we're so proud as an Italian-American, his parents coming from Italy. And then the Army said, no, you're serving, pal. You're serving, and you're going to Italy. And indeed they did. And, you know, he was all the better for it. Should serving be mandatory, do you think, Jack?
Well, yes. You're talking to somebody who believes in universal service. I think if you're lucky enough to live in a free country, you owe it something in the form of service. Hmm. And but like I said, we don't have the political will for that. I find it interesting that the following statistic is really shocking. More people were killed in New York City on 9/11 than were killed at Pearl Harbor. A place, by the way, that nobody knew about.
Wow.
Most people had no idea where Pearl Harbor was. Hawaii didn't even become a state till I was in high school. Right. And yet on the 8th of December, 1941, hundreds of thousands of young people streamed to reception stations around the country to go defend the country. That didn't happen after 9/11, where more people were killed in New York City than were killed on 9/11, on Pearl Harbor. I think everybody needs to serve. There are ways to do it that are logistically possible, but they're not politically possible. And you talked about your father. My father had a similar story.
Yeah.
He was studying electrical engineering at the University of Minnesota. It was something like 8 weeks from graduation when he was dragged out of school and sent to fight in the Army, with the Army in the South Pacific, in New Guinea and the Philippines.
Ooh.
Hated getting dragged out of school. Hated the Army. Hated getting shot at. Nobody likes that.
Yeah.
And yet when he got to be my age, all he would talk about was how proud he was at having saved the world, and his generation did. No, I think we all owe it to each other to perform some act of service for the entire country, Joe.
Amen. Colonel Jack Jacobs, kind enough to join us this morning. If I may, Colonel, why is China simulating the destruction of U.S. Navy's largest aircraft carrier? What was that all about?
Well, a part of its public relations. China, in many respects, is actually quite weak. They have internal problems. They have economic problems. Hmm. They have demographic problems and so on. And in the past, when China was like this, they didn't expand. Well, we're in a modern day, and they have perceived that it's more important for them to demonstrate that they are in control of the Western Pacific than it is to consolidate their power internally. They want to telegraph to the West that they're in control, that they're capable of neutralizing American power. You know, we've increased our patrols out in the Western Pacific precisely for that reason, and that we should leave them alone and let them expand all they want, certainly in the Pacific region. But we have problems with China elsewhere, too. They're all over Africa trying to corner the market on strategic materials, trying to influence other areas of the world, teaming up with Russia so that the two of them figure that they'll be able to counter both. So they're trying to demonstrate that they're still there, even though at the moment they're trying to consolidate their power internally. And they'll keep doing that. And what we need to do is to continue to demonstrate that we're not going to let them take over areas of the world where if they take it over, they'll make it extremely difficult for all of us, Joe.
Yeah, and so hopefully we're prepared for this. And I keep thinking, I don't know, will China, if I may, Jack, before we let you go, Colonel, if China, again, economically, you hit the nail right on the head, as always, Colonel, because they are having economic problems. They have a bigger navy than we do, but I don't know how they move to Taiwan, how they make that move. I don't think they will. I don't know that they can afford to do that. But unless they're crazy and feel like the leadership is so feckless in Washington that they would be emboldened to do so.
Well, I think you got it. You got it in one. You try to evaluate what possible alternatives they have in taking over control of Taiwan. Yeah. And the only conclusion you really come to, that's the risk-free conclusion, is to wait out the West. There was a poll recently inside Taiwan, and I can't remember where I saw it. I mean, it was a reasonable poll, that demonstrated that the large majority of people inside Taiwan are ambivalent, especially young people, are ambivalent about whether or not they stay separated from China.
Wow.
I think China knows that, and they'll just wait and wait and wait, because they're in it for the long game, and eventually they'll just walk in. They won't have to fire a shot in the end, because they know that if they do it with military might, they're going to have a real problem. But with the West, both militarily on the one hand and economically on the other, China can't afford to motivate the United States to put the kind of economic strictures that we have on Russia. They can't afford to do that. So they're in it for the long game. They'll just wait us out, Joe.
All right, Colonel, thanks so much for your service. Look at all that you've accomplished. God bless you. And the 505th Infantry Regiment, 82nd Airborne Division, Vietnam, a Medal of Honor, Silver Star, Legion of Merit, Bronze Star Medal, three of those. Two Purple Hearts and a Wall Street legend, giving back to philanthropic endeavors all around the country. Jack Jacobs, I tell you, from Brooklyn, New York, but living in Jersey, if I could get that plug in, sir. So we're proud to.
Somebody's going to pay the taxes. But
yeah.
But on this Memorial Day, let's all make sure that in addition to having fun with our friends and our families, that we remember the fallen. We remember the people, the kids who didn't come back and who left behind. And I'm not making this number up, more than 25,000 kids who've lost a parent killed in action in the last 20 years.
Yeah, Jack, thank you. Colonel, thanks for your service. God bless you and Godspeed, Jack Jacobs.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Colonel Jack Jacobs, Medal of Honor recipient, true American hero. Joe on the radio, 736. Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
58 degrees at 736. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York State Health Department will end its coronavirus vaccine mandate for healthcare workers sometime this fall. The department says this is due to the changing landscape of the COVID-19 pandemic and evolving vaccine recommendations. The news came yesterday right before an appeals court was going to hear arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state mandate. The health department says it's no longer enforcing the mandate, but individual healthcare facilities would still be able to implement their own internal COVID vaccination rules. Governor Murphy highlighting a $100 million plan to invest in boardwalks across the Jersey Shore. If approved in the 2024 budget, the money would launch a boardwalk fund program, which aims to invest in rehabilitating and revitalizing boardwalks. The bulk of the money for the initiative will come from the American Rescue Plan Act, and the funds will prioritize shore municipalities that are in financial distress. Murphy says the boardwalk fund will ensure these wooden main streets remain a place for families to continue making memories for generations to come. In sports, Orioles claiming the rubber match in their series against the Yankees, beating them 3-1. The Mets crushed the Cubs in their series finale 10-1. Carlos Carrasco earning his first win of the season, struck out four while allowing one run over 6 2/3. Pete Alonso a two-run homer for his major league leading 19th home run of the year. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Thanks, Al. Getting ready for the Memorial Day weekend. Extra service, LIRR, Metro North and New Jersey Transit this afternoon for the big getaway weekend. Let's see what's happening now with the inbound George Washington Bridge. Emergency construction on the upper level blocking the right lane. It's an hour in from 8095 Express to the upper level. Take the lower level if you can. Lincoln 10, Holland about 15 to 20. Watch for delays on the belt. Eastbound across Bay Boulevard, it's an accident. Westbound belt, heavy into Cross Bay Boulevard with emergency activity. Northern State westbound slowing down by Deer Park Ave, getting out through Comac. It looks like some late running construction. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended for today and tomorrow for religious observance. Also, the Southern State westbound at Bethpage State Parkway, it's an accident off on the shoulder. Let's see what's happening with the forecast. Partly cloudy today, high of 74. Sunny tomorrow, high of 75. And Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 76. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Debbie Duhame. I want to tell you about Ion Real Estate. It's a show tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer, with Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman. Dottie tells you all you need to know about real estate. Very difficult when you look at the real estate market. It is nuts. One day it's great. One day it's not. Should you rent? Should you buy? Do you go? Do you do remote? If you're a business, do you do remote business or do you actually look for some real estate that might be available in New York? And is that cost effective? Do you do everything from home? I mean, there's so much going on today, right now, in 2023. In May of 2023, it's an impossible situation to predict what will happen in real estate. So we turn to the gal that knows more about real estate than anybody. That's Dottie Herman. And she's right here on the radio station. She's the vice chair at Douglas Elliman again. And it's Saturday mornings. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time. If you're listening around the country, and we love you. So many people are listening around the country now on different platforms, as it were. You could check out 10 o'clock Eastern, Dottie Herman, Ion Real Estate. That's Saturday morning. Before you go out and you're going to go attack the real estate market, you know, look for a property or look for some place to live, to rent, or whatever you want to do. Check in with Dottie Herman. She knows what she's talking about. It's a fun show to listen to as well. Dottie Herman is Eye on Real Estate. Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Summer is right around the corner. Let Invite Health help you get ready for the season with our limited-time Memorial Day Buy One, Get One Free sales event. The sale is on now. Start your summer season off with a health kick. Check out one of our brand-new multivitamins for added support for brain and immune health. Looking to shed some extra weight to be beach-ready? Check out Probiotic Weight or Trim HX. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Give us a call to order by phone at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Listen to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person, by phone, or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Memorial Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number for Invite, 800-673-2345.
Show on the radio telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Well, here it is Friday. You better call now. You better call now. I'm telling you, call Michael's of Brooklyn. You know why everybody goes to Michael's of Brooklyn? Because it's that good. It's that great. And Fred is standing by for you. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You could join the Sauce of the Month Club. You can go around the country. And when you're around the country, you go into a supermarket. Well, I remember I was down in Florida. Remember, I went there. I said, let me just grab some sauce. I go down at Publix, P-U-B-L-I-X, Publix down in Florida, right? And I went there. There's Michaels of Brooklyn right there. Goodbye, too, actually. It was priced very well. So you got to check out Michaels of Brooklyn, the fresh marinara, the arrabbiata, the puttanesca, the home-style gravy you will love. In the meantime, if you're in the New York area, here it is on Memorial Day weekend, and it'd be great to spend a beautiful evening or lunch at Michael's of Brooklyn. 718-998-7851. Fred's there, Johnny's there, Marianne, Michael himself. Look, just tell them you heard. I heard you on the Joe Piscopo show. I want to come in, but you got to call. It is the hottest restaurant. I'm telling you, not only in New York, everybody's talking about Michael's of Brooklyn because the cuisine is made from scratch. The sauce is great. The ambiance is great. The authentic Italian-American warm hospitality is right there. Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving that community since 1964.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, Salem Media's flagship station, screaming 50,000 watts out of New York, but streaming around the country on AM970, theanswer.com. Bruce Blakeman is the Nassau County Executive, doing a great job out there on Long Island. Bruce, welcome back to the show, Mr. Executive. Great to have you with us always.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Hey, you know, so before we talk about Nassau County honoring the fallen veterans on this Memorial Day, which we absolutely love, Bruce, if I may, tell us about your support of Daniel Penny after that subway incident, and you had that rally speaking on behalf of this Marine.
Well, Joe, my son is a retired Marine, and Marines don't leave their wounded on the battlefield. And right now, Daniel Penny is wounded. He was on the battlefield of the subways of New York City, and he was just commuting to a job interview, minding his own business, when this fellow went and engaged in activity that was menacing and threatening to the subway riders, many of them women. And he sprung into action. He was a good Samaritan. He was a hero. This is a guy who was in the Marine Corps and became a sergeant, which means he was promoted. He was given a leadership position. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the other side of the ledger. Jordan Neely, 42 arrests, 42 at the age of 30. Not a very good record to be proud of. So I just said to myself, I would be remiss, especially approaching Memorial Day weekend, if I didn't do something affirmative to try and help Daniel Penny and make Alvin Bragg, the district attorney of Manhattan, realize that the things that he's doing in Manhattan are making people less safe. We want good people to jump in and intercede when someone's in danger.
Yeah, it's true, and it's unfortunately with the Jordan Neely, our heart goes out. But my goodness gracious, if Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA or previous district attorneys in Manhattan had just taken this guy in, there would not be a problem. It would have prevented the problem. So we appreciate your fight in that regard, Mr. County Executive. Hey, Bruce, tell us about, if you would, the Nassau County honoring fallen veterans on Memorial Day. And you know what? God bless you for that. When does that happen? When is that happening?
So on Monday, Memorial Day, at 12 noon and 6 p.m.,
okay,
every fire siren, every police siren, church bells will go off for 50 seconds for the 50 states of the United States. And we are asking all of our residents to stand at attention, be silent, say a prayer, or put in your thoughts all those young men and women, 18, 19, 20, 21 years of age, who never got to enjoy their life because they defended this country. And they made the supreme sacrifice. And I'm very happy to say that Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone has joined me now. So it's an island-wide effort. We'd like to see it happen throughout the United States because we want to enjoy our picnics and our barbecues and going to play golf and softball games and all the things we do on Memorial Day with our friends and family. Those are all good things and the things we look forward to. But we should never forget what the meaning of the holiday is all about. And this gives people two times on Memorial Day an opportunity to pay their respects to all those who died in the heat of battle as an American military hero.
Yeah, so you speak the truth, Bruce Blakeman, and we appreciate you doing that out in Nassau County. Hey, before we let you go, if I may, sir, what the Nassau County legislators approved that 99-year lease agreement with the Las Vegas Sands for a casino on the site of the Nassau Coliseum. I know people don't like it. I look it as an entertainer. I think it's great, man. So how close are we to seeing a casino open in that Joe Piscopo room at the Sands, Bruce? And when is that happening? Do we know?
Yeah. So first of all, it's very, very popular. The idea of putting a luxury hotel, entertainment center, and casino at that site. And this was the first hurdle. It had to get through the Nassau County Legislature. Joe, they approved it 17-1, bipartisan,
yeah,
almost unanimous approval.
Yeah.
And now it goes on to the town board for zoning approval. And then it has to go before the state gaming authority. They will make a decision as to whether or not to grant the license. So we're hopeful that we will get it. I believe it will be the best casino and entertainment center in America. It'll be the highest grossing. It'll be something spectacular.
Hey, well, and it's going to be called the Sands. Is the hotel going to be called the Sands, or do we know yet?
We don't know yet. The Sands will be operating it, but
yeah,
I think they're going to give a little local name, a little local flavor to the casino and entertainment center.
Yeah, great stuff. Doing a great job out there, Bruce Blakeman, and love having you on the show, man. Come back anytime. Keep the fight, and we'll see you in person soon enough, Bruce.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Bruce Blakeman, Nassau County Executive, doing a great job down there in beautiful Nassau County on Long Island. 7:48 with Joe on the radio. We got a lot to get into when we come back after the break. You know, Ken Cuccinelli next hour. And I know, and everybody's going to say, oh, you know, if Ken's talking about, and I'll tell you what, when I talk about Ron DeSantis, if I may take a second here before we break for traffic, and Ken's a friend, a Jersey guy, you know, and former Attorney General of Virginia and acting Deputy Secretary of Department of Homeland Security under Donald Trump in the White House. So he's all for DeSantis. He's the one guy that I've heard in really with a firm conviction why you should vote for Ron DeSantis. And I appreciate that. And we're going to listen to it. Now, if you say, oh, no, Joe, you can't do that. You got to vote for Trump. Oh, you can't do that, Joe. Biden's doing a great job. Please. Give me a call. Let me know. You also are allowed on the show. But I like to be objective and like that. I want to flush out everybody, including when we have the great Vivek Ramaswamy on the show. I always look forward to that. You know, and I have I support and so will never forget the great job that Donald Trump did as president of the United States. I never thought those words would come out of my mouth. Coming up with Donald Trump, he was president and he did a great job. He's running again. And he is welcome on the show, of course. So we don't want to throw anybody under the bus. We want to give everybody a fair shot. Miranda Devine as well. General Kellogg's coming on the show as well. And Debbie Duhaime is always there, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. And as we kick off the Memorial Day weekend, remember extra service this afternoon, LIRR, Metro North, and New Jersey Transit. Let's go out to 24 West, getting up toward Broad Street and Summit. It's an accident involving a dump truck over there. Be careful. 84 East, exit 44 into Fishkill. Jackknife tractor trailer into the grass. Delays at the inbound George Washington Bridge with emergency construction on the upper level. About an hour and a half to the upper level from 80-95 Express. An hour to the lower level. Lincoln Tunnel, that's definitely the way to go. Minor delays at the Lincoln. Holland, about 15 to 20. Westbound Belt across Bay Boulevard moving slowly. That's because the eastbound Belt across Bay Boulevard, it's an accident. Southern State West at Bethpage State Parkway, a collision being cleared. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka says we have the proof.
The John Durham report into the Russia collusion hoax. It may not lead to any prosecutions, at least not in the next 18 months here in America for obvious reasons. But it is proof that we have a political police force and a politicized intelligence community, including the CIA and the NSA.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable, all of these words describe our banking system, as evidenced by the recent collapse of two banks. Dennis Prager here for AmFed, Coin, and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep a bank run from spreading. If you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call Nick Grovich. Man, I deeply admire, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for years. Nick and his very experienced team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. Be smart and be prepared. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694. Or go online to AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg Floyd welcomes New York State Governor Kathy Hochul. The governor details plans for free bus service in New York City. Listen to Reaching Out with Greg Floyd this Saturday, 2:30 p.m., with an encore presentation at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
AM 970 The Answer is bringing Dr. Lederman's expertise in alternative cancer treatments to prime time every Monday night at 7. Dr. Lederman is triple board certified in radiation oncology, medical oncology, and internal medicine, and is the first physician to perform non-invasive body radiosurgery in the Western Hemisphere, treating thousands of patients covering nearly every size, site, and type of cancer, large and small, primary and metastatic. Listen to Dr. Lederman Monday night at 7 on AM 970 The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Let me tell you about Balance of Nature, if I may, because it works wonders for me. And again, I always tell you what works for me. I'm going to be your guinea pig. Watch how you use the word guinea, please. Thank you. But I tell you what, when I tell you Balance of Nature in a daily dose, and I take more than a daily dose because of the hectic pace that I have in my life, but a daily dose of Balance of Nature has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Now, what Dr. Douglas Howard has done, he has come up with a concept to maintain and retain and encapsulize the fruits and vegetables, the high-grade fruits and vegetables, by the way, all the nutrients that are there. So, I got to tell you, even last night, you know, I'm out and I'm out and I know I should be getting rest and I'm running and when I feel like that and I'm pushing myself, I will double my dose of Balance of Nature. And I tell you, I don't want to make a clinical claim. I don't want to jinx myself, but it works great for me. All right, I'll leave it at that. And you could also get 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. How about that? And your access to your own private health coach, courtesy of the Howard family. And when we all make choices, cutting costs, especially now. The last thing you want to cut is the things that are helping you the most. Do not cut costs on your health. You need to build up your immune system with fruits and vegetables. You're not going to eat enough. That's why we suggest a Balance of Nature. Okay? 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code ANSWER. Hey, Jeff Nordine's out there looking out for you. How we doing on this Memorial Day weekend, Jeff?
We are doing just fine and dandy. We got a blue sky in store for us for 2 days, both today and tomorrow, 74 to 74. So both days at very steady temperatures, clear in the overnights if you want to, you know, roast some mellows or hot dogs or burgers, because, you know, that's what you do on Memorial Day weekend. We're going to finish the weekend, Sunday and Monday, partly sunny to blue again, highs increasing slightly to 76 and 80 degrees. So very nice weather in store, and it's calm, too. Winds are not going to be all that strong, maybe about 5 to 10 or so.
That sounds good, Jeff. Thanks. Down the shore, a little cool, I'm seeing, down the shore for the weekend. Have a cool weekend down the shore, and I'm sure the water's way too cold to go in. the wetsuit. But all in all, a nice, nice, very pleasant Memorial Day weekend. Thank you, Jeff Nordine. He is at the weather answer desk. Hey, let me grab, I know we got a break. Jim, we got 2 seconds. I wanted to get you on the air. And a good morning to you, my friend. What are you thinking?
Yeah, good morning. I just want to say I support open borders in Alvin Bragg. Always wanted to live in a place like Mexico, Colombia, where the street gangs and the drug gangs are in charge and the police are nowhere to be seen, where criminals are unopposed and the esteemed college professors carry machetes. I don't need to move. Bienvenidos a Nueva York.
It's Jim, of course, being sarcastic. It is a time where not only the professor that in my opinion wacko that, but what happened? Wasn't there another machete attack in New Jersey somewhere? Let's run that down for me, would you please? In a town, somebody attacked. What's with the machetes? Why do you have to have machetes now? I'm telling you. And to Jim's point, you got to strengthen. Do not defund the police. You got to add to the police. There should be a recruitment on the police. And Eric Adams and everybody and who's running any of the blue states, they should just say, look, we support the police. And we need recruits, and we're going to let law and order prevail. It's the only way, it's the only message that these folks, whether they're crazy or not, who are causing havoc in the streets, that the only language they're going to understand. Consequences. Ugh, so easy, and no one wants to do it. But we're going to keep the fight. Ken Cuccinelli is going to join us. Miranda Devine from the New York Post. You do not want to miss Miranda Devine. Mike Davis, General Keith Kellogg. Commemorating Memorial Day. We'll talk to the good general about that. And Paul Canitra, mayor of Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey. Joe Piscopo, the radio, going into Memorial Day on AM 970, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.